It is 4 minutes past the hour.
Yeah.
On WOW Radio CT, Brian Smith and Pam Landry, and a really awesome guest on the phone right now with us.
An exciting guest.
Yes.
Yes.
Someone for whom I have great admiration, Joan Braun, who is a school nurse in the Milford school system for, I don't know, 24 years? Is that correct, Joan?
Yes, 24 years as a school nurse and 50 as a registered nurse.
50 as years an RN. As a regular nurse, as an RN.
Wow, thank you
wow.
for that, first of all.
Congratulations on all those years, too.
Thank you so much.
I'm sure you've got stories that you could tell, Joan Braun.
Yes, I do.
Joan, are you going to write a book?
No.
I'm trying to think. When I was a kid, going to the nursement, first of all, you either had a stomach ache or made believe you had one if it was a test.
Yes.
And you had to think, all right, am I going to go down there and I'm probably going to get like a glass of water and maybe the thermometer would come out.
Thermometer, for sure.
Right,
yep.
And lie down on a bench that had paper, disposable paper on it. Is that how it is these days? Is it still
it
the same
hasn't
way?
Changed. It hasn't changed too much.
Okay.
We still have the cots with the paper that we cover
all
the
right,
cots
good.
With.
Yeah.
And we have a lot, you know, we have children, frequent flyers, we call them. They come down often.
Uh-huh. And do you soothe them with words or do you give them some kind of a pill or
Pepto-Bismol?
Can you
no
give them, what do you give them, Pepto-Bismol?
No, I nope. can't give anything without a doctor's order.
Oh, okay. So how do you calm them down and if they're okay, you just spin them around a little bit. What do you do?
Well, if they're not really ill, they can rest for a while.
Okay.
And they can drink their water bottle and stay with me for a little while. I usually have classical music going so they can rest a while, and then they have to get back to class so that they don't stay down here too long.
So if they're having a rough day, you bring them in, you sit them down, give them some water, play some classical music, and they get to talk to you.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And so, if they need anything more, then I can get involved with the social worker or the school psychologist.
Okay. Joan, do you have to be a student in order to visit you in your office? I'd love to be down there. If I'm not feeling well, can I just stop by your school and ask to see Joan and...
Sure, Brian.
Some water and some classical music.
When we were kids, they would hand us razor blades and tell us to do our own surgery, right, Brian?
Yeah.
Oh,
here,
really?
Go ahead.
Yeah.
You take care of yourself.
Yeah,
you want classical
you
music? Get out.
Yep.
We're not going to do that for you.
Here's a kazoo.
So one of the main reasons we're talking to Joan today, Joan Braun, who's an RN in the Milford school system, is about something you're going to do this summer. And Joan, I said to Brian, I just was talking to you on the phone, and I asked you if you were nervous. If you were excited, you said yes. I said nervous. You said no. And my my remark to Brian was, after being a school nurse for so many years, probably nothing makes you nervous. You've seen it all by now.
Well, no. I mean, I've been in other types of nursing, too. ICUs and,
different
things. And I worked in the Army Reserves for 9 years.
I wow.
was a captain there, and I worked out west on an Indian reservation in my late 20s. I was a Jesuit volunteer.
You have got to write a book, Joan.
You do.
No.
We'll write it for you. Come on up here to the radio station. We'll be your ghostwriters.
All right.
Now you're going off on yet another adventure.
Yes.
This summer.
Mm-hmm.
You want to tell us what that is?
Yes. Last August, I decided to start the ball rolling to join as a volunteer the Global Cure Force. And they are comparable to Doctors Without Borders.
Mm-hmm.
A Dr. Gary Morsk, he is the founder of Global Cure Force, and he started caring about people. He started these international organizations 30 years ago, and in 2022, he started Global Cure Force. And I knew when Russia invaded Ukraine, that I wanted to, at some point in my nursing career, go over to be with the Ukrainian people and do what I could do to let them know, as they know from many, many volunteers, how much they mean to us and just the deep respect I have for their endurance.
Yes.
And, you know, I just, and working as a school nurse, we have our summers off. Up until now, I was working the summer full-time as a camp nurse, but this summer will be my first summer off. And I knew I wanted to do some type of volunteering. But a lot, like Doctors Without Borders, the shortest commitment is 6 months, and I wasn't able to do that. I'm still working here.
That's a big commitment.
Yes, for sure.
So Global Care Force, I looked online, and there were several different organizations, and Global Care Force kind of was stuck out to me. And the fact that it's 2 weeks, I thought this might be ideal to start doing something like this. And then if, I'm sure I'm going to want to go back and maybe they'll have other commitments that you can have it longer once I retire.
Are you going with a group of other people?
Yes. Last fall, we received a video, and it looks like there's about 8 or 10 volunteers in a group for the 2 weeks. I was told last week when I was talking to the public relations lady, Brenda, out in Kansas, which is the headquarters here in the U.S. for Global Care Force, that I am the only one from Connecticut.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So this will be, it's like a scouting mission. If you want to continue, maybe you can talk some other medical professionals into joining you.
That would be great. Yeah.
So Joan is repping the state, Brian. We have Joan repping Connecticut.
Right. Do you have anything that says Connecticut on it? Do you have any Connecticut jerseys or a sweatshirt?
No.
Yeah.
No.
So,
but anyways, as it gets closer to our date that we leave, which is July 7th, the middle of June, we're going to have a Zoom meeting and be introduced to the team. And the video last fall showed that group. Most of them were from Colorado going to Ukraine. It seems like we fly into Poland, I think Krakow.
That makes sense, yeah.
Three-hour trip to the border of Ukraine and Poland. And then from the border, it's a 12-hour ride on the train to Kyiv, which is the capital of Ukraine, which is where we're going to be stationed.
Now, what kind of facility will you be working out of when you're in Ukraine? Will you be working in a brick-and-mortar hospital? Is this a mobile operation?
Well, there's been a lot of bombing, so I'm not quite sure. Back the end of last year, 2024, it sounded like we were going to be in some type of a clinic where we would be mostly working with adults with hypertension, high blood pressure, emotional. A lot of them have PTSD because of what has happened to them. And but I know that when we meet on Zoom, on the Zoom meeting in June, they'll go into more detail as to what we're going to be doing. I don't even know. We were supposed to be in a hotel and then work from 8 a.m. to 5 at the clinic. There has been, since last August when I started this, there's been a lot of bombing in Kyiv. So
yes.
I don't know where we're going to be at this moment.
That's exciting. Are you nervous about this? Joan Braun, school nurse in Milford, and you've got a lot of experience. I mean, you were in the Army Reserves for 9 years, was it? And you were a captain?
Yes. And I was a captain. Yep, my 340th General Hospital in New Haven.
Okay,
they've since disbanded back in the 90s, so they're no longer. But yes, and I've worked with special need children.
You've kind of worked with every different population, from geriatrics to newborns.
Yes.
This time, though, it's Ukraine. You know,
there's so much unknown. Yeah, that you're bringing yourself into. So
But I'll just do my best.
Sure.
I'll focus on what I know, my nursing, and if there was any hint of being nervous, I would not go because I would not be able to give the Ukrainian people 100% of me.
Yeah.
And so that comes first. So, no, I'm not nervous.
Joan, you've got to come up here and join us at the radio station and tell your story when you get back.
Yes.
We want to meet you.
Well, thank you so much, Brian. I've met you. Yep. You do a lot of things in Milford.
Uh-huh. I know we've met. I know we've met.
Yeah, I did ask Joan if she would come up after she returns from Ukraine. So we'll work on that when you get back.
Joan, quick question. Global Care Force, that's the group that you're going over with. First of all, do they provide the transportation from here to there?
Yes. What we do is we have a donor site on their website.
We have that on our Facebook page, by the way. Your information is up on our Facebook page. Yes.
Thank you so much. So people have been wonderful, wonderful. They've been donating. It's per volunteer, it's $6,500. That includes everything. The round trip ticket from here to Ukraine.
Oh, man.
It includes room and board. It includes a interpreter. I have tried over the last months to try to learn a little bit of Ukraine so that I could speak to the people and let them know that it wasn't always going to be through the interpreter, but the language is extremely difficult. I got to lesson number 5, and then that was it. But I did write some basic words down, like hello, goodbye. Yeah.
That's probably farther than I would have gotten.
Is it like Russian? it's close to Russian.
It's very much, and there's no... Yeah. Yes, it's very much like Russian, and the letters are unbelievable.
The backwards R, the end, yeah. Mm-hmm. Just go walk around and say privyat to everybody. They'll be all set. All right. Well, Joan, one more quick question. You're a school nurse. What other medical professionals is the Global Care Force looking for? Dentistry people? Are they looking for physical therapists?
Yes.
All that kind of thing?
Yes.
All right.
Yep. Right now, there's 51% of the volunteers are providers, like doctors, eye doctors, dentists, physicians, physician assistants and nurse practitioners. 33% of the volunteers are nurses, paramedics, and EMTs, and 16% are non-medical.
Wow, okay. So anybody who wants to join, they should go to that website and look it up?
They should.
Okay.
GlobalCareForce, is it .org?
It's GlobalCareForce.org.
Okay.
And then it brings up the home page, and then to the right... On the homepage, it says sponsor a volunteer, or you can just scroll down and see the history of Global Care Force.
Right, and again, we have your individual page up on our Facebook page, so people can go there
too.
Brian Smith and Pam Landry. No, thank you. What a pleasure. An honor to talk to you, Joan.
Joan Braun, a school nurse on her way to Ukraine this summer. Joan, do zdravia.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank
Be
you.
Safe.
See you later.
Yes.
I will try.
All
bye-bye. Right.
Thanks, Joan.
Look, let us know when you come back on how it works out.
I will.
All right.
I will call you.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Well, that's the nicest thing I've heard all day.
It's unbelievable,
that's
really.
It's beautiful. 17 minutes after the hour here on WOW Radio CT. Let's play a song. Come back, Pam.
Let's do that.
All right. That is Joan Braun, school nurse. Find out more about her trip to Ukraine coming up this summer on our Facebook and Instagram social media.
Yeah,
Brian Smith,
right there.
Pam Landry, WOW Radio. We are WOW Radio CT with James Taylor.
Every day.